Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Nico Boggs is a California producer and DJ who's been making some serious noise on Claude Von Stroke's Dirty Bird label. His guest mix is the feature for tonight's episode, and we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's track of the week. Firing up the techno guns here as D-Unity and Julia Ristri drop Suena Más Fuerte.
Suenan más fuerte.
That free magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Okay. Okay, a great track of the week there. D-Unity, Suena Mas Fuerte is out now on Tronic and can be had anywhere you buy tracks. It's Nico Boggs guest mix time now. His track Modular Funk dropped on Dirty Bird in November and it's really starting to make some noise with the label. I've got a quick interview with him here and a full guest mix to follow. The mix is full of loads of his own exclusive tracks and full set list and a selection of Nico Boggs web links can be found at the Techno Progressivo show page. Let's dive into the mix. This is DJ Wah speaking to LA-based DJ and producer Nico Boggs, an artist who's been producing and DJing over the past 5 years. His track Modular Funk dropped on November 18th on Dirty Bird, and it's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Nico Boggs. So kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound, and how would you say it's evolved or shifted during the time you've been producing?
I guess I would define my sound as a mix of, you know, a lot of probably from like minimal techno, tech house, even deep house. It's just kind of like a blend of all of that. It's just really focused on, it's very groove oriented, I would say. And my sound has evolved, I guess, to kind of be more stripped back. Every track in my project kind of more like has more of a purpose now, as opposed to, you know, before I would just throw in stuff in my projects just to have it there, and I would have a lot more going on, a lot of more like crazy build-ups, this and that, and just now it's just, I would say, more refined.
Okay, thinking back to your first experiences of hearing electronic music, can you recall what that was and what impact did that have on you?
Yeah, I would say probably like my earliest exposure was when I was really, really young, probably like 3 years old. My parents would always play 90s trance CDs in my backyard. There's like videos of me like running around dancing to it. Also like a lot of 80s freestyle, like stuff like Stevie B. You know, it's not necessarily my genre, but it still had an influence on me. Just, you know, it's still stuff to dance to at the end of the day. And that's definitely like had an influence on me for sure.
Okay, is there anything about growing up in LA that eventually inspired you to follow this career path? And you mentioned a couple of trance tracks earlier, but can you think of other tracks specifically from that period of time that encouraged you to follow this musical direction?
I feel like I would have kind of been involved in this scene either way, because I've always loved dance music. But I do remember like my first major event that I went to was Coachella in 2018. I mainly, the Dulap tent was, you know, the tent that kind of got me immersed more in that, you know, like dance music, clubby house type of stuff. So definitely that, I would say. And as far as the trance music, yeah, I mean, artists like ATB, Paul Van Dyke, that kind of stuff definitely was like the stuff I remember listening to.
Okay, can you tell me what your experience of trying to establish yourself both as a DJ and a producer in this industry has been like for you?
It's been great. I mean, you know, my first record was with Dirty Bird and it was kind of a lot all at once, but I'm just so grateful to have, you know, everything they're throwing at me. They're just giving me so many awesome things to do. I did their winter photo shoot with them. I've been putting out reels on their Instagram, putting out different forms of content, and it's been great so far, and I'm excited to whatever else that's going to be coming my way.
Okay, you did mention Dirty Bird there. Your track Modular Funk came out on that label last month. How did you initially connect with them? How has that all been? And are there things that they've taught you to help you up your game as you go forward here?
Well, I was sending out my first round of demos and I noticed I wasn't getting any responses after checking my email. And after a week or so, I was checking my email once again and I saw in my spam folder that, you know, they listened to my track. And Claude Von Struck has even mentioned he listens to every demo. So that's just something that I can really appreciate. And as far as helping me, I mean, they've been, you know, posting a lot of my content and they've just helped me gain a lot of exposure. Like I said, I was doing like putting out reels for them on Instagram. I did like a live performance video. I did a track breakdown video. So all that stuff has just helped me gain more exposure.
Okay, let's talk about production here online. I'm seeing a lot of photos of you working with a modular synth. Is that something you do exclusively or are you incorporating that with a DAW? Or are you primarily like to work with a DAW? What's the approach that you like to use and why is that the case?
Yeah, so I will define kind of my setup as like a hybrid setup. I'm not completely out of the box. I've been producing with Ableton and I just like to use a little bit of both. I mean, I have my drum machine and my modular. My drum machine is a Roland TR-8S. So it's got, you know, all the classic 909, 808 type sounds. And the modular, I got the sequencer on it. I do, you know, the sequencer, the way it works is it just kind of, you can do kind of random stuff on it. That's what I really like. You don't really know what's going to come out of it. So I'll do a lot of, you know, the structuring and stuff in the DAW in Ableton. And again, I'll use a lot of drums too in Ableton. But a lot of my synth stuff will be the modular. So it's a combination of both.
Okay, when you are making your tracks and using the modular synth, are you able to sort of go forward with a plan in mind or a musical direction, or are you sort of at the whim of that and just kind of play around and see what happens?
Yeah, exactly. It's basically I kind of just sit down and see what works. I don't usually come into the studio with a plan. You know, I just kind of work off really bare, like I'll just do maybe a kick and a bass line. If I'm liking the bass line, I'll kind of work off of that. And yeah, it's just kind of spontaneous, I would say.
Okay, and when you first started in production, particularly with the modular synth, was there some aspect of that that was challenging for you to navigate, or were you able to get over that pretty quickly?
Yeah, that's a good question. Initially, it was very challenging and it was very overwhelming because, you know, you just have all these, not all these modules, but I started off with just four and it was still overwhelming. You know, it's all these inputs and outputs. And, you know, it's just practice. You know, after watching YouTube videos and stuff like that, I kind of got a better grasp of it. And, you know, now it's a lot easier to set up a patch and stuff. So there was a pretty big learning curve. But once you kind of get over that hump, it allows you to get really creative. And you're like, you just get these random ideas when you're patching stuff. You're like, oh, I could patch this into that and that into that. And it just gets really fun from there.
Okay, and then when you are doing your DJ sets, are you able to incorporate a lot of your own sort of modular produced unique tracks to you? Or are you able to incorporate a lot of tracks that are recognizable to others as well?
I definitely try to include as many of my tracks, like unreleased tracks, as I can. If it fits the vibe, then I definitely want to throw it in there just to see also how people react to it, you know, because that's important to see too. If people are going to be enjoying your track and stuff, even if it's not released yet, you want to see what kind of reception it's going to get, you know?
Okay, and then can you tell me one or two producers or DJs who are really inspirational or influential to you and why?
Yeah, I really like Kink and I really like Sweely. Shaded is really cool. Most of these guys, they also have this kind of hybrid live performance setup. And again, I think that's really inspiring the way that they structure their sets.
Okay, let's take a look into the crystal ball here. What's your vision for yourself as you go forward in DJing and production as you continue to develop and hone your skill set?
I would say I just want to probably just keep making good music, sign more tracks, establish more of a name for myself, start playing at different clubs, stuff like that, and eventually get into the live performance realm. I think that would be really awesome.
All right. And is there anything else that you'd like to promote right now?
Yes, I have a Dirty Bird Radio mix airing on Sirius XM on the 9th, and then it's going to exclusively be on Sirius XM, and then the week after it'll be on all platforms like YouTube and SoundCloud. And then the 10th, I will be making my San Francisco debut playing at Monarch. I'll be closing the night.
This has been Nico Boggs. His track Modular Funk can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp as well. A full list of Nico Boggs' web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thank you very much for doing this.
To be a bitch.
Are listening to the Nico Boggs guest mix here on Techno Progressivo. Full track list and a selection of Nico Boggs web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Back into the mix. Thank you.
I'm activating your chakras.
My energy is in my.
Hey, this is Nico Boggs, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hi, this is Mark Knight, and you're checking out Techno Progressivo.
Hi, this is Nick Dusky, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
This is Jay Tripwire, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Kill Frenzy, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hey, guys, this is Darren Epsilon, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.
We'll be right back. got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Nico Boggs for putting the mix together, and best of luck to him as he goes forward. Full track list for the mix can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. There's also a collection of Nico Boggs' web links, including his Dirty Bird radio episode from last month and his track Modular Funk. Loads of modular synthesis, old school samples, and dance floor no-hell mixed in there. Head on over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page to find out more about him. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, head on over to the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts. Keep up to date with the show. Follow our socials, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. And before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. And for this one, we're going to hop back 11 years to 2011. Stefano Noferini does an excellent job remixing John Acquaviva and Dan Diamond. This is good music. Enjoy it. And I will see you back here in 2 weeks.
Let this groove play, man, so you understand.